England myself, another boy who was doing library work there. Went there after India festival. And so many very important schools all around the world that are known all around the world taking your books. Our last day was one of our most amazing days. We went to the Indian Office Library, the British government, because they've colonized India. They have so many books on India. This was the largest library like that in Europe. And the librarian, he looked at our books, and he says, yes, we should have all of these. So right on the spot, he ordered standing orders, one copy of every book. That same day, this was just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, we went to the biggest bookstore in the world. They're so big that they have three blocks. They take up sort of like three blocks, and they have three levels, three floors. So we went to see the manager, the man who owns, you know, the whole bookstore. And he says, well, I only deal with rare books. He says, well, this is why we've come to see you. And he says, I want three copies of every book. Yeah, three of every single book.
So they have ordered.
Yes.
Very good.
Just in a matter of about 7-8 weeks, over 100 professors, you know, taking your books there.
Standing order?
No, about 12 have taken standing, about 10 have taken standing orders, but others have taken books to use for their courses or for their own reading and for their own edification. Big schools like Cambridge, Oxford, as soon as they see the books, they immediately want them.
This is the rarest book. Not only rare, but rarest. There's no book throughout the whole world. Such a book.
Professor, he was reading your Bhagavad Gita. It was on his desk when I came into his office.
Andre.
Yeah. And he says, oh yes, I know the Bhakti Vedanta books. I just got this book from one of my colleagues. And he says, I showed him the books. He wanted a standing order. He teaches Sanskrit and Indian religions and Indian philosophy. And he said, well, there's one book I was just reading, Bhaktivedanta, he mentions it, the Nectar of Devotion. He says that, you didn't show me that, do you have that one? So I brought the books back to him that same day. And when I brought them, his students, they were in class, and they came out of the class, and they started looking at the books themselves, you know. And they really wanted to, you know, to be sure they could have a chance to read them in their course. They were really happy that he was buying them. So these are Krishna conscious books. We've read some of these before. These are really nice.
Greater enthusiasm, go on with book distribution. They will benefit it. And distributors also will benefit. Krishna says, Jayavang paramam goyam madhvakti shuddhana. Nachata smart manishesh, kashchit may play with. If you want to become quickly recognized by Krishna, then make propaganda for this Krishna consciousness movement. And once recognized by Krishna, then you are going back to home, back to God, guarantee. Hari Nama.